What's the matter?
For shame, you generals! What do you mean? Love and be friends, as two such men should be, for I have seen more years, I'm sure, than ye.
Oh. How vilely does this cynic rise?
Get your hands, sirrah. Saucy fellow, hands.
Bear with him, Brutus, 'tis his fashion.
I'll know his humor when he knows his time. What should the wars do with these jigging fools? Companion, hands.
Away, begone.
Lucilius and Titinius, bid the commanders prepare to lodge their companies tonight.
And come yourselves, and bring Messala with you immediately to us.
Lucius, a bowl of wine.
I did not think you could have been so angry.
Oh, Cassius, I'm sick of many griefs.
Of your philosophy, you make no use if you give place to accidental evils.
No man bears sorrow better. Portia is dead.
Portia?
She's dead.
How escaped I killing when I crossed you so? Oh, my insupportable and touching loss. Upon what sickness?
Impatient of my absence. And grief that young Octavius with Mark Antony have made themselves so strong. For with her death that tidings came. With this she fell distract, and her attendants absent, swallowed fire.
And died so?
Even so.
Oh, ye mortal gods.
Speak no more of her.
Give me a bowl of wine.
In this I bury all unkindness, Cassius.
My heart is thirsty for that noble pledge. Fill, Lucius, till the wine o'erswell the cup. I cannot drink too much of Brutus' love.
Come in, Titinius. Welcome, good Messala. Now, sit we close about this taper here, and call in question our necessities.
Portia, art thou gone?
No more, I pray you. Messala, I have here received letters that young Octavius and Mark Antony come down upon us with a mighty power, bending their expedition toward Philippi.
Myself have letters of the selfsame tenor.
With what addition?
That by prescription and bills of outlawry, Octavius, Antony, and Lepidus have put to death 100 senators.
Therein our letters do not well agree. Mine speak of 70 senators that died by their prescription, Cicero being one.
Cicero one?
Cicero is dead, and by that order of prescription.
Well, to our work alive. What do you think of marching to Philippi presently?
I do not think it good.
Your reason?
This it is. 'Tis better that the enemy seek us. So shall he waste his means, weary his soldiers, doing himself offense, whilst we, lying still, are full of rest, defense, and nimbleness.
Good reasons must of force give place to better. The people twixt Philippi and this ground do stand but in a forced affection, for they have grudged his contribution. The enemy, marching along by them shall make a fuller number up, come on refreshed, new added, and encouraged. From which advantage shall we cut him off, if at Philippi we do face him there, these people at our back?
Hear me, good brother.
Under your pardon, you must note beside that we have tried the utmost of our friends. Our legions are brimful, our cause is ripe. The enemy increaseth every day, we at the height are ready to decline. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures.
Then with your will, go on. Wheel along ourselves, and meet them at Philippi.
The deep of night has crept upon our talk, and nature must obey necessity, which we will niggard with a little rest. There is no more to say.
No more. Good night. Early tomorrow we will rise and hence.
Lucius, my gown. Farewell, good Messala. Good night, Titinius.
Noble Cassius. Good night. And good repose.
Oh, my dear brother. This was an ill beginning of the night. Never come such division between our souls. Let it not, Brutus.
Everything is well.
Good night, my lord.
Good night, good brother.
Good night, Lord Brutus.
Farewell, everyone. Give me the gown. Where is thy instrument?
Here in the tent.
What? Thou speak'st drowsily. Poor knave, I blame thee not, thou art o'erwatched. Call Claudius and some other of my men. I'll have them sleep on cushions in my tent.
Varro and Claudius.
Calls, my lord?
I pray you, sirs, lie in my tent and sleep. It may be I shall raise you by and by on business to my brother Cassius.
So please you, we will stand and watch your pleasure.
I will not have it so. Lie down, good sirs. It may be I shall otherwise bethink me. Look, Lucius, here's the book I sought for so. I put it in the pocket of my gown.
I was sure your lordship did not give it me.
Bear with me, good boy. I'm much forgetful. Canst thou hold up thy heavy eyes a while and touch thy instrument a strain or two?
Aye, my lord, and please you.
It does, my boy. I trouble thee too much, but thou art willing.
It is my duty, sir.
I should not urge thy duty past thy might. I know young bloods look for a time of rest.
I have slept, my lord, already.
It was well done. And I shall sleep again. I will not hold thee long. If I do live, I will be good to thee. This is a sleepy tune. Oh, murderous slumber, layest thou thy leaden mace upon my boy that plays thee music? Gentle knave, good night. I will not do thee so much wrong to wake thee. If thou dost not, thou breakest thy instrument. I'll take it from thee. And good boy, good night. Let me see. Is not the leaf turned down where I left reading? Here it is, I think. How ill this taper burns. Who comes here? I think it is the weakness of mine eyes that shapes this monstrous apparition. Oh, it comes upon me. Art thou anything? Art thou some god? Some angel or some devil that makes my blood cold and my hair to stare. Speak to me what thou art.
Thy evil spirit, Rota.
Why comest thou?
To tell thee thou shalt see me at
Well, then I shall see thee again.
Aye, at Philippi.
Why, I will see thee at Philippi then. Now taken heart, thou vanishest. Ill spirit, I would hold more talk with thee!
Boy, Lucius! Vero! Claudius! Sirs! Awake! Claudius!
The strings, my lord, are false.
He thinks he still is at his instrument. Lucius, awake!
What?
Didst thou dream, my... Lucius, that thou so criedst out?
My lord, I did not know that I did cry.
Yes, that thou didst. Didst thou see anything?
Nothing, my lord.
Sleep again, Lucius. Sir to Claudius. Fellow, thou, awake!
My lord!
My lord!
Why do you so cry out, sirs, in your sleep?
Did we, my lord?
Aye! Saw you anything?
No, my lord. I saw nothing.
Nor I.
My lord.
Go and commend me to my brother Cassius. Bid him set on his powers betimes before, and we will follow.
It shall be done, my lord.
Now, Antony, our hopes are answered. You said the enemy would not come down, but keep the hills and upper regions. It proves not so. Their battles are at hand. They mean to warn us at Philippi here, answering before we do demand of them.
Tut, I am in their bosoms, and I know wherefore they do it. They could be content to visit other places and come down with fearful bravery, thinking by this race to fasten in our thoughts that they have courage. But 'tis not so.
Prepare, you generals! The enemy comes on in gallant show. That bloody sign of battle is hung out, and something to be done immediately.
Octavius, lead your battle softly on upon the left hand of the even field. Upon the right hand, aye. Keep thou the left.
Why do you cross me in this exigent?
I do not cross you, but I will do so.
They stand and would have parley.
Stand fast, Atinius. We must out and talk.
Mark Antony, shall we give sign of battle?
No, Caesar. We will answer on their charge. Make forth. The generals would have some words.
Stir not until the signal.
Words before blows. Is it so, countrymen?
Not that we love words better, as you do.
Good words are better than bad strokes, Octavius.
In your bad strokes, Brutus, you give good words. Witness the hole you made in Caesar's heart, crying, "Long live, hail Caesar!"
Antony, the posture of your blows are yet unknown. But for your words, they rob the Hybler bees and leave them honeyless.
Not stingless, too.
Oh, yes, and soundless, too. For you have stolen their buzzing, Antony, and very wisely threat before you sting.
Villains, you did not so when your vile daggers hacked one another in the sides of Caesar. You showed your teeth like apes, and fawned like hounds, and bowed like bondmen kissing Caesar's feet, whilst damned Casca, like a cur behind, struck Caesar on the neck. Oh, you flatterers!
Flatterers? Now, Brutus, thank yourself. This tongue had not offended so today if Cassius might have ruled.
Come, the cause. If arguing make us sweat, the proof of it will turn to redder drops. Look, I draw a sword against conspirators. When think you that the sword goes up again? Never, till Caesar's 33 wounds be well avenged, or till another Caesar have added slaughter to the sword of traitors.
Caesar, thou canst not die by traitors' hands unless thou bring'st them with thee.
So I hope. I was not born to die on Brutus' sword.
Oh, if thou wert the noblest of thy strain, young man, thou couldst not die more honourable.
A peevish schoolboy, worthless of such honour, joined with a masker and a reveller.
Old Cassius still.
Come, Antony, away. Defiance, traitors, hurl we in your teeth. If you dare fight today, come to the field. If not, when you have stomachs.
Why now blow, wind, swell, billow, and swim, bark? The storm is up, and all is on the hazard.
Oh, Lucilius, hark, a word with you.
My lord.
Messala.
What's it, my general?
Messala, this is my birthday. As this very day was Cassius born, give me thy hand, Messala. Be thou my witness that against my will, as Pompey was, am I compelled to set upon one battle all our liberties. You know that I held Epicurus strong and his opinion. Now I change my mind and partly credit things that do presage. Coming from Sardis, on our former ensign two mighty eagles fell, and there they perched, gorging and feeding from our soldiers' hands, who to Philippi here consorted us. This morning are they fled away and gone, and in their steads do ravens, crows, and kites fly o'er our heads, and downward look on us as we were sickly prey. Their shadows seem a canopy most fatal, under which our army lies, ready to give up the ghost.
Believe not so.
But believe it, Parfait, for I am fresh of spirit and resolved to meet all perils very constantly.
Even so, Lucilius.
Now, most noble Brutus, the gods today stand friendly that we may, lovers in peace, lead on our days to age. But since the affairs of men rest still uncertain, let's reason with the worst that may befall. If we do lose this battle, then is this the very last time we shall speak together. What are you then determined to do?
Even by the rule of that philosophy by which I did blame Cato for the death which he did give himself, I know not how, but I do find it cowardly and vile, for fear of what might fall, so to prevent the time of life, arming myself with patience, to stay the providence of some high powers that govern us below.
Then if we lose this battle, you are contented to be led in triumph through the streets of Rome?
No, Cassius. No. Think not, thou noble Roman, that ever Brutus will go bound to Rome. He bears too great a mind. But this same day must end that work the Ides of March begun. And whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. Forever and forever farewell, Cassius. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then, this parting was well made.
Forever and forever farewell, Brutus. If we do meet again, we'll smile indeed. If not, 'tis true, this parting was well made.
Why then, lead on. Know the end of this day's business ere it come. But it sufficeth that the day will end, and then the end is known.
Come home away!
From him.
Oh, Cassius, Brutus gave the word too early. Who, having some advantage on Octavius, took it too eagerly. His soldiers fell to spoil, whilst we by Antony are all enclosed.
Fly further off, my lord, fly further off. Mark Antony's in your tents, my lord. Fly, therefore, noble Cassius, fly far off.
This hill is far enough. Look, look, Titinius. Are those my tents where I perceive the fire?
They are, my lord.
Titinius, if thou lovest me, mount thou my horse and hide thy spurs in him till he have brought thee up to yonder troops and here again, that I may rest assured whether yon troops are friend or enemy.
I will be here again, even with a thought.
Go, Pindarus, get higher on that hill. My sight was ever thick. But guard Titinius, and tell me what thou knowest about the field. This day I breathe it first. Time is come round, and where I did begin, there shall I end. My life is run his compass. Sirrah, what news?
Oh, my lord!
What news?
Titinius is enclosing round the bunk with horsemen that make to him on the spur, yet he spurs on. Now they're almost on him. Now, Titinius! Now some light! Oh, he lights too! He's chained! And hark, they shout for joy!
Come down! Behold no more! Oh, coward that I am to live so long to see my best friend chained before my face! Come hither, Sirrah! In Parthia did I take thee prisoner, and then I swore thee, saving of thy life, that whatsoever I did bid thee do, thou shouldst attempt it. Come now, keep thine oath. Now be a freeman, and with this good sword that ran through Caesar's bowels, search this bosom. Stand not to answer. Here, take thou the hilts, and when my face is covered, as 'tis now, guide thou the sword. Caesar! Thou art revenged, even with the sword that killed thee.
So, I am free. It would not so have been, durst I have done my will. Oh, Cassius. Far from this country, Pindarus shall run. Where never Roman shall take note of him.
It is but change, Titinius, for Octavius is overthrown by noble Brutus' power, as Cassius' legions are by Antony.
These tidings will well comfort Cassius.
Where did you leave him?
All disconsolate with Pindarus' bondman on this hill.
Is not that he that lies upon the ground?
He lies not like the living. Oh, my heart.
Is not that he?
No. This was he, Messala. But Cassius is no more. O setting sun, as in thy red rays thou dost sink tonight, So in his red blood, Cassius Day is set. The son of Rome is set. Our day is gone. Clouds, dews, and dangers come. Our deeds are done. Mistrust of my success hath done this deed.
Mistrust of good success hath done this deed. Oh, hateful error, melancholy's child. Why dost thou show to the apt thoughts of men the things that are not? Oh, error, soon conceived, thou never comest unto a happy birth, but killst the mother that engendered thee.
What, Pindarus? Where art thou, Pindarus?
Seek him, Titinius, whilst I go to meet the noble Brutus, thrusting this report into his ears. I may say thrusting it, for piercing steel and darts in venom shall be as welcome to the ears of Brutus as tidings of this sight.
Hi, you, Messala, and I will seek for Pindarus the while. Why didst thou send me forth, brave Cassius? Did I not meet thy friends? And did not they put on my brows this wreath of victory and bid me give it thee? Didst thou not hear their shouts? Alas, thou hast misconstrued everything. But hold thee. Take this garland on thy brow. Thy Brutus bid me give it thee, and I will do his bidding. Brutus, come apace, and see how I regarded Caius Cassius. By your leave, gods, this is a Roman's part. Come, Cassius' sword, and find Titinius' heart!
Where, Messala, doth his body lie?
No, yonder. And Titinius mourning it.
Titinius faces upward.
He is slain.
Oh, Julius Caesar, thou art mighty yet. Thy spirit walks abroad and turns our swords in our own proper entrails.
Brave Titinius, look where they have not crowned dead Cassius.
Are yet two Romans living such as these? The last of all the Romans, fare thee well. It is impossible that ever Rome should breed thy fellow. Friends, I owe more tears to this dead man than you shall see me pay. I shall find time, Cassius. I shall find time.
Come, therefore, and to Tharsis send his body. His funeral shall not be in our camp, lest it discomfort us. Lucilius, come, and come, young Cato, let us to the field. Labio and Flavio, set our battles on. 'Tis 3 o'clock, and Romans, yet ere night, we shall try fortune in a second fight.
Honored being Cato's son.
Yield, or thou dice!
Only I yield to die. There is so much that thou wilt kill me straight. Kill Brutus and be honored in his death.
We must not. A noble prisoner.
Room ho! Tell Antony. Brutus is tamed.
I'll tell the news. Here comes the general. Brutus is tamed, my lord. Brutus is tamed.
Where is he?
Safe, Antony. Brutus is safe enough. I dare assure thee that no enemy shall ever take alive the noble Brutus. The gods defend him from so great a shame. When you do find him, or alive or dead, he will be found like Brutus, like himself.
This is not Brutus, friend, but I assure you a prize no less in worth. Keep this man safe. Give him all kindness. I had rather have such men my friends than enemies. Go on,
and see where Brutus be alive or dead, and bring us word unto Octavius' tent how everything is charged.
Come, poor remains of friends. Rest on this rock.
Statilius showed the torchlight, but my lord, he came not back. He is or tame or slain.
Sit thee down, Clytus. Slaying is the word. It is a deed in fashion. Hark thee, Clytus.
What, I, my lord? No, not for all the world.
Peace, then. No words.
I'd rather kill myself.
Hark thee, Dardanius.
Shall I do such a deed?
Oh, Dardanius.
Oh, Clytus.
What ill request did Brutus make to thee?
To kill him, Clytus. Look, he meditates.
Now is that noble vessel full of grief that it runs over even at his eyes.
Come hither, good Volumnius, list a word.
What says my lord?
Why, this, Volumnius. The ghost of Caesar hath appeared to me two several times by night. At Sardis once, and this last night here in Philippi Fields. I know my hour is come.
Not so, my lord.
Nay, I'm sure it is, Volumnius. Thou seest the world, Volumnius, how it goes. Our enemies have beat us to the pit. It is more worthy to leap in ourselves than tarry till they push us. Good Volumnius, thou knowest that we two went to school together. Even for that, our love of old, I prithee hold thou my sword hilts whilst I run on it.
That's not an office for a friend, my lord.
Fly, my lord! Fly! There is no tarrying here!
Farewell to you, and you, Volumnius. Strato, thou hast been all this while asleep. Farewell to thee too, Strato. Countrymen, my heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man but he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day, more than Octavius and Mark Antony by this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once, for Brutus' tongue hath almost ended his life's history. Night hangs upon mine eyes. My bones would rest that have but labored to attain this hour.
Fly!
Hence I will follow. I bid thee straight on. Stay thou by thy lord. Thou art a fellow of a good respect. Thy life hath had some smatch of honor in it. Hold then my sword, and turn away thy face while I do run upon it. Wilt thou, Strato?
Give me your hand first. Farewell, my lord.
Farewell, good Strato.
Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will.
What man is that?
My master's man. Strato, where is thy master?
Free from the bondage you are in, Messala. The conquerors can but make a fire of him. For Brutus only overcame himself, and no man else hath honor by his death.
So Brutus should be found. I thank thee, Brutus, that thou hast proved Lucilius saying true.
All that serve Brutus, I will entertain them. Fellow, wilt thou bestow thy time with me?
Aye, if Messala will prefer me to you.
Do so, good Messala.
How died my master, Strato?
I held the sword, and he did run on it.
Octavius, then take him to follow thee that did the latest service to my master.
This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He only, in a general honest thought and common good to all, made one of them. His life was gentle, and the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.
According to his virtue, let us use him with all respect and rites of burial. Within my tent his bones tonight shall lie, most like a soldier, ordered honorably.
So call the field to rest, and let's away depart the glories of this happy day.